The following is an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network. It's time to talk Fighting Tiger football.
Far sideline, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Tigers!
This is the Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney, the official bank of the LSU Tigers.
Launches towards the end zone, adjusting. Terrace Marshall goes up, pulls it down, touchdown, LSU!
Live from TJ Ribs in Baton Rouge. Have a question for Coach? Just dial 578-4827 in the Baton Rouge area or toll free from anywhere 1-800-315-8255 or ask on Twitter at LSU Radio.
And the Tigers of LSU, a team of destiny and a team for ages, capturing the national title.
Standing by with Coach, here is your host, the voice of your Fighting Tigers, Chris Blair.
Good Wednesday evening, Tiger fans, and welcome in to this week's show on Thanksgiving Eve. We certainly want to send you and yours a very happy Thanksgiving wish for tomorrow. Tonight we're talking Fighting Tiger football. They come off a hard-fought victory in Fayetteville last week, 27-24 over Arkansas. This week, they prepare to head back out on the road, this time to Texas, College Station to be exact. Actually, Bryan College Station, if you want to get specific. They'll take on Texas A&M Saturday night at Kyle Field. On tonight's show, we'll talk about this week's preparation, talk about the game last week. We'll get a scouting report on the 5-1 Aggies. And as always, it's your chance to talk with Coach O. So you can dial us up on the Bud Light Hotline, 578-4827 in Baton Rouge. Toll-free from anywhere, 1-800-315-8255. You can also tweet us a question live via Twitter at LSU Radio and even get a question in with the LSU Sports mobile app. We're here at TJ Ribs. Coach O, as always, going to join us next to get the show started, so don't go anywhere. Back after this on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Whatever you bring, bring more. Whatever you personally bring to the SEC table, bring more. Get up earlier, sing and yell and stomp louder. Enough never is, not here. Between the magnolias and the azaleas, legends and lore regale us, downright implore us. Bring everything you got, and then bring more.
Hey Tiger fans, LSU wants to remind you to defend the spread by masking up. The best defense against the spread is in your face coverage. Remember to wear your mask in public. Here are some quick and easy steps to stay well. Always wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your face. Clean and disinfect objects or surfaces around you. And stay home if you are feeling sick. Thank you for doing your part. One team, one heartbeat. Go Tigers!
You can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator, a fly on the wall, not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch, not in the home of more.
LSU fans, show your pride with real Tigers gear from the official online store of LSU Athletics, lsushop.net. You'll find everything a Tiger fan needs, including jerseys, jackets, polos, t-shirts, hats, and more. With an awesome selection of more than 4,100 products, including official team merchandise from Nike. When it comes to team pride, there's only one place real Tiger fans go, lsushop.net.
Razorbacks creeping everybody up near the line of scrimmage here, and they're bringing a quarter blitz. It's picked up. Finley has time to throw towards the end zone. Racy McMath, left side, touchdown, Tigers! 30-yard touchdown catch for Racy McMath. His first receiving touchdown of the year. The Tigers regain the lead 9-7.
Back to TJ Ribs with more of the Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney.
Join the show by dialing 578-4827 in Baton Rouge or toll-free from anywhere, 1-800-315-8255, or tweet a question at LSU Radio.
Back with you this Wednesday night from TJ Ribs. Don't forget, the official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics, our home to the LSU Head Coaches Shows, with locations right here on Acadian Thruway and on Segan Lane. They also host our LSU Game Day each and every Saturday prior to kickoff right here. They'll be here, the guys will be, this coming Saturday beginning at 4 o'clock. And don't forget, you can visit tjribs.com and place your order right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Tiger fans of all ages, once again, please welcome to the show our head coach, Ed Ogeron.
Thank you, Chris. Great to see all our great fans here at TJ Ribs, all the fans on the radio. I'd like to wish everybody a very, very happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for being great LSU Tiger fans.
Coach, it is great to see you, always great to see you. Congratulations to you, the staff, the team on getting the win last week. And, you know, we talked about it here on Wednesday night. You said it before the game to Gordy Rush on the radio and then talked about it after the game in your press conferences, that the Tigers really practice well. May have been your best week of practice all season long, and you guys were able to overcome some adversity during the game, and you found a way to win and made enough plays to keep the golden boot right here in Baton Rouge.
I got to give the credit to the players, man. We had a players-only meeting on Tuesday led by Terrence Marshall, and, you know, he told me, said, hey, I can opt out. I'm going to the NFL. I'm here to win. I'm here to represent LSU, and I expect everybody to do it. We had some great practices. They had the eye of the Tiger getting on that plane. I knew we were going to win. I knew it was going to be a hard-fought battle. Very proud of our team.
You know, coming up, we'll get more in-depth about the game in the next segment. But, you know, following the game Saturday as we were making our way back from Northwest Arkansas, I was thinking about the younger players who were called upon, and not just this past week, but you've had a ton of them have been called upon so far this season. Practice is practice, and you guys rep and try to get them ready for all type of situations. But how valuable do you think it could be, short-term for 2020, long-term moving forward, for them to be up by 10 on the road, suddenly down by 4 late in the game, and finding a way to win? Because you cannot replicate that in practice.
Yeah, you know, you build a championship team, you got to have grit, you got to have heart, you got to have courage, and you got to compete. This is the SEC. And we have some young guys that went in there and learned how to win, that made the play at the end. Very proud of them. We have some guys growing up. It seems like Eric Gilbert, it seems like TJ, it seems like Max Johnson, those guys that are mid-year graduates are already veterans for us, Elias Rex, and those guys are growing up fast.
All right, let's go out to the Bud Light Hotline. Again, if you're out there tonight, you've got some time now for a question for Coach O, 225-578-4827 if you're in Baton Rouge, toll-free from anywhere, 1-800-315-8255. Let's go out to Fritzy. I know she's ready for Saturday night's game. Fritzy, you're on with Coach O.
Man, I hate to disappoint you guys.
That's not Fritzy. Yeah, that's not Fritzy.
This is Charlie, Chris. Hey, Coach O, how you doing?
What do you say, Charlie?
Man, it's all chicken but the bone. Look here, man. My wife is a little bit under the weather, and she asked me, let me clarify that. She told me that I was going to call the show tonight and talk to you guys. And she told me that she wanted to wish everybody that's an LSU fan all over the world a happy Thanksgiving. And, Coach, you've heard this before. She said that on any given Saturday, one football team can beat another.
That's right.
So Saturday, it's all like a chicken bone, man. The Tigers are going to take down the number 5 Aggies and bring that W to the house. Coach O, we love you. We love the boys. We love the football team, the coaches. Chris, we love you. And everybody at TJ Ribs, go Tigers.
Thank you, Charlie. Go Tigers.
Wow. Coach, we heard from Charlie. I mean, Fritzy talks about Charlie every week, but this is the first time we've heard from Charlie.
Yeah, he's the best. Charlie's the best.
All right, let's go real quickly. Jumping ahead of the gun, but, hey, Chad called in. He wants to talk about it right out of the gate. Chad, you're on with Coach O.
Yeah, on call to who'll be quarterback the week, and happy Turkey Day, and a good game. Right weekend, and I take that call, the bad call, the that do he do any hay. Actually, that play.
Yep. Hey, we appreciate you, man. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, I was gonna ask you later, Coach, who the quarterback is gonna be. We can talk about it more in depth. But I think what Chad really wanted to know is who's gonna start for the Tigers on Saturday.
You know, I think it's gonna be TJ. You know, Max Johnson has had a tremendous practice. We have not made a final decision yet, but it looks like TJ is gonna be the quarterback. But we still got a ways to go.
All right, Chad, thank you for the call tonight, Coach. Before we go to break. I know the LSU family was dealt a tough blow earlier as one of the most beloved former Tigers and really a Baton Rouge icon, Ruffin Rodrigue, passed away last night and sent shockwaves not only throughout Baton Rouge, the state of Louisiana, but really nationwide. And I know earlier today you expressed your thoughts, but Ruffin was one of a kind, and the Thibodeau native will be sorely missed by so many forever.
A special man. He loved LSU, very supportive of me, and we saw him two Sunday nights. He came to our table and spoke with us, and just a wonderful guy. I don't know if I ever met anybody that loved LSU as much as he did. He's going to be sorely missed. What a great Tiger.
Absolutely. Fans, stay with us. We've got much more to come when we return on the Ed Ogeron Show here on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Support your LSU Tigers with Hancock Whitney, the official bank of LSU Athletics. From game day to the offseason, Hancock Whitney LSU credit and debit cards are a big win for any Tiger fan. Want to get your paws on these cards? Well, apply online or visit HancockWhitney.com/LSU. Hancock Whitney Bank, member FDIC. All accounts subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
Hi, I'm Clint. I started as a service clerk at Rouse's, and now I'm the VP of operations. If you're looking for a career instead of a job, come grow with us. There's a future for you here. You can apply online right now or at any Rouse's market. We'll give you everything you need to succeed.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, can I get that new scratch-off power shot?
Power shot? Oh, are you sure?
Ron? My name is Ron.
Are you sure, Ron?
Yes?
Hello, folks! We have our next player, Roy.
It's Ron.
Our next player, Ron, and he's ready to play power shot from the lottery. Now, Johnny, tell Roy...
Ron.
...what he can win.
Certainly. Roy, by playing power shot, you can win money. That's right. Just by playing, you could win up to $100,000. It's just that easy. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Here in Louisiana, we're all about flavor and football. And as a proud partner of LSU Athletics, Louisiana Fish Fry brings all the crispy, golden, delicious game time flavor y'all need. So when you're rooting for our national champion Tigers, sink your claws into our breadings, boils, sauces, and more. Because y'all deserve to tackle your taste buds with the very best from Louisiana Fish Fry.
People's Health is your Medicare health team, and People's Health is proud to sponsor your LSU Tiger teams. People's Health knows that when it comes to health care, what works is teamwork. Every People's Health Plan member is backed by a Medicare health team of doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and other health professionals. Whatever your health goals, our team's goal is to help you enjoy the best health possible. So compare your Medicare coverage to a People's Health Medicare Advantage plan. Call for your free information kit. People's Health is the official health plan of LSU Athletics.
I'm Mark. I started as a local chef, came into the deli department at Rouse's, and now I'm a store director. So if you're in the restaurant or hospitality business and you're looking for a career change, come grow with us at Rouse's. You can apply online right now or at any Rouse's market. We'll give you everything you need to succeed.
Third down and 5 at the 34. Razorbacks, though, 0 for 4 on third downs. Franks wanting to throw for it. Going to be hit from the backside and dropped. Andre Anthony, we've seen that so many times this year. From the senior out of New Orleans.
Your weekly chance to talk with Coach O. Join the show by dialing 578-4827 in Baton Rouge or toll free from anywhere. 1-800-315-8255 or tweet a question at LSU Radio. This is the Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Always a pleasure hanging out with Coach O here at TJ Ribs on a Wednesday night. Tiger fans, we want to know how you go with Tabasco. Just download the LSU Sports mobile app. Like their weekly recipe for a chance to win a $100 gift card. Tabasco sauce, the number one pick of the LSU Tigers. I imagine plenty of people are going to use Tabasco somehow coming up tomorrow for their Thanksgiving feast. Real quickly, let's go out to the Bud Light hotline. Again, if you're out there tonight, the lines are open. And let's go to Huntsville, Alabama. I believe we've got a youngster by the name of Andy. Andy, you're on with Coach O.
Hey, Coach O, I'm Andrew.
What do you say, Andy?
Do what?
How you doing?
Hi, Coach O. I just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving. Can't wait to see you play next week. And I'm thankful for LSU.
Well, Andy, I want to let you know something. LSU is thankful for you. Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving, Andrew, and thanks for the call. Coach, let's start looking back to last Saturday road trip up to Fayetteville. The weather we knew could have some rain. Started out the game with, you know, light precipitation in the morning. Then it kind of cleared out for a little bit. Then there was some heavy rain. And then kind of a constant drizzle through that second half for you. The game plan to start last week, really good mix of pass and run. I went back and looked at the play-by-play sheet, and my guess was you were trying to take some pressure off Finley to win the game totally with his arm and to establish the run with your offensive line and your running backs.
Yeah, the whole deal was control the time of possession. We had almost 42 minutes of time of possession, which is phenomenal. We had 23 third downs. They were 0 of 10 for third down. That enabled us to control the time of possession, and then we controlled the line of scrimmage. We had to control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. Very proud of both the offensive and defensive line.
You mentioned controlling the line of scrimmage, and I know there wasn't a lot of explosive plays in the run game for LSU, but although Ty Davis Price had a 22-yard run, he led the team with over 100 yards rushing, did have the touchdown. But again, if you just looked at those numbers, I thought, watching the game, the offensive line did a very good job of opening the holes. They won the battle of the line most of the day. Sometimes you just got to tip your cap to Arkansas. I thought the back end of their defense, yeah, even though they were sending everybody out to cover the pass, they did a good job at times in coming up in run support.
Arkansas was always in good shape, in good position. I was very impressed with their defense, very impressed with their defensive scheme. But you know what? Sometimes when you get 3 and 4 ugly yards, it makes manageable third downs, third down and 3, third down and 4. That was the game plan.
Yeah, again, the Tigers very good, well above their season average on third down. And for the most part, you guys stayed on schedule, which I know is something that you, Coach Ensminger, everybody on the offensive staff talks about. Third and manageable, Tigers feel pretty good.
Yeah, we had to keep the ball away from their offense. There's a very explosive offense. They go very fast. I was very proud of our defense. We got our cleats in the grass, and we handled the pace of their offense very well.
Coach, there's no question about the strength of T.J. Finley's arm. I mean, he has showed it a number of times. You've seen it in practice. Obviously, he has a cannon. It appears, though, at times he's still working a little bit on when to fire that laser shot.
Oh, yeah.
And when to add a little bit of touch, a little bit of air. Now, he made some nice throws on Saturday in very tight windows, especially to Marshall and Gilbert. But some others of his throws didn't have enough air underneath. Your thoughts on how he's progressing? Because, again, all of us in the media and fans, we have to realize it's just his third start in Power 5 football.
You know, game-type experience. I mean, you can't beat that. Then you got to go out there and you got to be able to execute under pressure. And for the most part, he's done a great job. He's going to make mistakes. But you know what? I stayed patient with him, stayed with him throughout the game. He had the winning drive. He had the winning throw. We're proud of him.
Speaking of T.J. Finley, let's now go back out to the Bud Light hotline. Charlie in Lafayette. Charlie, happy Thanksgiving to you. You're on with Coach O.
Happy Thanksgiving to both you, Chris, and Coach O. It's a pleasure. I'm thankful that we have our Tigers to talk about. And also, I echo your thoughts about Ruff and Rodriguez. I remember last year at the Peach Bowl, he was so nice to me about, you know, gift cards and stuff like that, and saying he helped you out. So, I mean, I just echo what you say, and it's with a heavy heart today, you know. But I know Ruffin wants us to go on, and Ruffin is going to be up there when College Station looking down on us. So, first of all, I wanted to say, Jay Finley, one of the things I really have impressed, especially on that last touchdown, the way he moved around, found an open man, surveyed the field. I think once he gets touch on his passes, because, you know, he'll be able to get touch on it. He's not going to throw it so low, but once he gets touch on his passes, the way he goes, his progression is awesome. And then the other thing is, I know signing day is coming up. I can't, they were playing on the 19th, I think. it's signing day on the 17th or whatever, but how do you manage working, because you may be playing a game that week, game and signing a recruiting class at the same time. I'm just curious about that and how you're going to manage that. But, Coach, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. God bless you and your family, and God bless the guys.
You know, signing day is coming up, and we're in pretty good shape. We feel that we have some strong commitments. We have some strong relationships with the families. Most of them are going to sign in December. It's not like we're going to be fighting for guys the night before or all night, something like that. Most of the guys that we talked about have agreed to sign early, so we feel like we have a very good early signing date.
All right, Charlie, thank you for the call. Coach, again, last week we saw a steady rotation as far as running backs in the series to open that game for you. Just interested, I know we've talked about the three guys that you have, all three very capable running backs. Is the mindset to give them all a chance early to see who kind of gets the hot hand and then you stick with them in the second half? Or is there anything different as to where you make that decision?
You know, we want to rotate all our guys early so we can win the game in the fourth quarter. We want to keep our guys fresh. So that's what every position. You see, you just notice the running back, but most positions rotate early so we think we can win the game in the fourth quarter. That's what you see. But when a guy gets in the hot hand, I tell Kevin to keep him in. And I would still point to number three, give the ball to number three. He had the hot hand. He was running. He was physical. One of his best games he played.
Yeah, no question about it. And, again, that's kind of what I thought was, you know, simply we saw all three early in that first half. Ty Davis Price had some pretty big runs, and he was the guy that could get you some yards. And as you've said, all three of these guys can do it on a given week.
Yep.
It may be the other guy.
It may be, and that's okay with us. We think that all those guys deserve to play. They're very good players.
All right, real quickly, up on a break here. Doesn't have a lot of time, but, Bill, I'll sneak you in. Bill, you're on with Coach O.
All right, Chris, thank you. And you mentioned about Finley earlier and the weather conditions in Arkansas. I was going to mention something about that. Besides, happy Thanksgiving to you, Chris, and you, Coach O, and the whole team and everybody there at TJ Ribs tonight. And my only question is, Coach, is Coach Ensminger going to open up the offense a little bit more? I realize, like we said, the weather last weekend. And because I know we have the talent, and, I mean, I love the time of possession, but just to do something more with the ball. Mm-hmm. And also, one quick question, what about Johnson? Are we going to see him?
Yeah. Well, hopefully we see Max Johnson. Max is a very good player. He deserves to play. He can run the football. He's a dual-threat quarterback. I hope that we can put him in against Texas A&M. I hope we can play early and have a lot of success. You know, Coach Ensminger is doing a great job what he can with the freshman quarterback. We can't open up the offense like we had with Miles. Miles is an experienced quarterback. He's been in our system for 3 years. These guys are just learning to go where to go with the football. So it all depends on how much they can handle throughout the week.
All right, Bill, thank you for the call tonight. Fans, we're going to continue with Coach O. We'll take more of your calls, also more of your questions. And later on, we'll get a scouting report on Texas A&M, who the Tigers will face this Saturday just after 6 o'clock in Bryan College Station. It's the Ed Ogeron Show. It's presented by Hancock Whitney, and it's coming to you from the LSU Sports Radio Network.
When the ground shifts beneath you, you can run or you can stand firm. At LSU, our stand is rock solid. Our blood runs hot, even as our heads stay cool. Because now is a pivotal moment in the fight for our future. And we refuse to back down when the world needs solutions. LSU, fierce for the future.
If SEC football runs deep in your veins, then SiriusXM SEC Radio is where you need to be. We're talking conference and team preview, live games, news and analysis from experts like Chris Doering and Aaron Murray, coaches shows, championship specials, and more. Get inside SEC football and do it for free. Listen on your phone, online, and at home with the free SiriusXM trial. Start listening at SiriusXM.com/SECSXM.
Hey, Tiger fans, LSU wants to remind you to defend the spread by masking up. The best defense against the spread is in your face coverage. Remember to wear your mask in public. Here are some quick and easy steps to stay well. Always wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your face. Clean and disinfect objects or surfaces around you. And stay home if you are feeling sick. Thank you for doing your part. One team, one heartbeat. Go Tigers!
Whatever you bring, bring more. Whatever you personally bring to the SEC table, bring more. Get up earlier. Sing and yell and stomp louder. Enough never is. Not here. Between the magnolias and the azaleas, legends and lore regale us, downright implore us. Bring everything you got, and then bring more.
Second down and seven now from the 29-yard line.
Frank's going to let it fire, and it's intercepted at the 35-yard line. Running down the far side, Jabril Cox trying to get to the pylon. And they'll say he's just short of the goal line, trying to get his second pick six of the season.
Have a question for Coach? Dial us up at 578-4827 in Baton Rouge or toll-free from anywhere, 1-800-315-8255 or live via Twitter at LSU Radio. This is the Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Back with you tonight inside TJ Ribs, talking Fighting Tiger football. Time now for our Offensive Player of the Week, presented each week by your local Southern Quality Ford dealers. This week, for the second time this year, it's DJ Finley, freshman quarterback, 27 of 42 passing, 271 yards and two scores, but maybe more importantly, led the Tigers on a 10-play, 67-yard drive before finding Jeray Jenkins for the go-ahead score in the end zone. And for that, congrats to T.J. Finley from Ponchatoula, tonight's Offensive Player of the Week, once again presented by your local Southern Quality Ford dealers. Coach, I know you're never satisfied with penalties, and no coach I've ever met likes penalties. But I've talked to you, and you've talked about it before, that when it comes to aggressive penalties, well, I guess let's say they can be a little more understood. Saturday, 9 penalties for 70 yards. What was your assessment in that department coming off the Arkansas game?
Too much. They were critical. I mean, the targeting with Elias Ricks, he hit with his shoulder pad first, but his helmet did hit. He just made a mistake as a freshman. Thank God it was in the first half, because we'd be losing him for the first half of this game. So that would have been critical to our football team. It was critical in the game. The holding penalties, especially on the offensive line, killed some drives. I think two touchdown drives will call back because of holding penalties. We can't do that. To me, that's a selfish penalty. You're not accountable to the team, so we need to have better technique and not hold.
All right, let's go out to the Bud Light hotline, waiting patiently for a while now. Charlie from Ville Platte, one of the beautiful hamlets here in Louisiana. And, Charlie, you're on with Coach O.
Coach O, I've been listening to the news media, all the sports shows around, saying that Texas A&M is going to roll over LSU. I mean, we don't seem to have anybody behind us, but I know that you've got them ready, and you're going to give them hell this weekend, huh?
You're damn right.
All right, buddy. We'll be waiting to cheer you on, buddy. Let's show them who's boss.
Hey Charlie, let them talk all they want, Charlie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Talk is cheap, right?
That's right.
Let's do it on the field, Coach.
The Tigers are going to be ready Saturday, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I promise you that.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Thanks, Charlie. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
All right, buddy.
Thanks. Coach, you mentioned on Monday during your press conference that your advice to your quarterback, T.J. Finley, probably any quarterback walking around the halls there, is when in doubt, throw it to Arik Gilbert. The same could also be said about Terrace Marshall Jr.
Yep.
Those guys made some really tough catches in a lot of traffic on Saturday, and they've done it all season long. Marshall had 7 catches, Gilbert with 5. Both can make big-time, exciting plays. But how important are they when it's time to be the quarterback escape valve?
You know, we need to go through these guys early. We need to get Arik Gilbert involved in the offense very early. He's one of the best tight ends I've ever been with. Terrence Marshall needs to touch the ball. Kayshawn Boutte. Well, we got receivers that can do a lot of stuff. We just need to specialize in what they can do, and TJ needs to find them.
Speaking of receivers, Jeray Jenkins this week, Coach, during the Plater interviews to the media, talked about growing up in Little Gina, Louisiana, dreaming of catching touchdowns for the Fighting Tigers of LSU. And now who says dreams don't come true? Because on Saturday, he had a pretty big one.
You're also proud of Dre Jenkins. He has matured. He has matured into a team leader. We walking out on the field before the game, he looks at me and says, Coach, we got this. And he makes the game-winning play. And you know what? He wasn't open. I mean, that was a scramble. That's something you do in your backyard. Him and TJ made eye contact. He came across the field. What a tremendous play he made. He's having a heck of a season for us.
You know, it's one of the things that I know you talked about. We talked about it on this show. Last season, we talked about it so many times in the great plays that were made by LSU's offense. There's a route tree. Snap is made, you run your route. And when your quarterback's given time and he's got to extend the play and move the pocket, they go into a different type of drill.
Yeah, you go into scramble mode, just like you used to do in the backyard, get open. You know, and TJ's tall enough to see those guys. You got to give credit to their offensive line. We gave up zero sacks, which was big in the game.
You know, I know it was only 13 yards. You didn't have a lot of room to work with. But I think fans would be interested to know in those situations, it is organized chaos. There's a certain, even though everybody's kind of scrambling, everybody has even a responsibility in that, going deep, going short, going long.
Everybody knows their scramble rules. We practice that all the time. What position you're in, where to go on the field, how to read the quarterback. Is he scrambling right? Is he scrambling left? How to switch your routes up. We practice that every day.
All right, fans, before we go to break, it's time for the Defensive Player of the Week, brought to you by Cox, official communications provider of LSU Athletics. This week, Andre Anthony. Not only does he get recognized by the SEC as Defensive Player of the Week, but I'm sure he's going to be beyond excited to learn he made our top prize as well. Anthony had two big sacks, really momentum killers for Arkansas in that game, one in the first half, one in the second half. Congratulations to Andre Anthony, senior from New Orleans, our Cox Communications Defensive Player of the Week. We'll be back with more after this. We've got Willie from Missouri City, Texas. He's been waiting patiently. We'll get to him as soon as we get back, right after this on the Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney, here on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
People's Health is your Medicare health team, and People's Health is proud to sponsor your LSU Tiger teams. People's Health knows that when it comes to health care, what works is teamwork. Every People's Health Plan member is backed by a Medicare health team of doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and other health professionals. Whatever your health goals, our team's goal is to help you enjoy the best health possible. So compare your Medicare coverage to a People's Health Medicare Advantage plan. Call for your free information kit. People's Health is the official health plan of LSU Athletics.
At Albertsons, we care about your health and safety, and we're making it easy to protect yourself and your family with free flu shots at our pharmacy. Available with most insurance, no copayment unless required by your plan. Get your vaccination today from our specially trained pharmacist and earn 10% off your next grocery purchase up to $200 with any immunization. Restrictions apply. Visit our website at albertsons.com/flu to learn more about our safety precautions, facts about the flu, and how to get your vaccination today.
Discover a place where legends are made, where ordinary checks itself at the door, and unforgettable experiences are around every corner. Discover L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Unique dining, the hottest games, and the coolest rooftop pool around. Make your moment legendary at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Exit at Bluebonnet off I-10. See My Choice Center for details. Must be 21 Winter Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
This holiday season, hurry into the Road Home sales event and conquer any terrain on your trip back with the remarkably versatile BMW X3, the spacious BMW X5, or the iconic 3 Series. This year, don't just take the road home, truly experience it in the ultimate driving machine. Hurry into the BMW Road Home sales event for exceptional offers today.
Test drive at one of your local Louisiana BMW dealers and take advantage of their holiday credit today.
Hi, this is Jan. Thanks for calling Toyota.
I heard Toyotathon is on.
We've got great year-end deals on Camry, RAV4, Tundra, Highlander, and more. Do you hear that?
Yep, that's my mom. I'm home for the holidays, and she likes eavesdropping on my calls like she used to.
What was that again about year-end deals?
Mom.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
Toyotathon is on now. Come in today.
Current offers end November 30th. Toyotathon ends January 4th. Toyota, let's go places.
Finley to Ty Davis Price. Sees the end zone, smells the end zone, and finds the end zone. Touchdown, Tigers. Extends their lead 16-7.
Welcome back. The Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney, continues on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Fans, show off your Tiger spirit during your next virtual watch party. Visit Cox.com/Tigers. Take a selfie with Mike the Tiger. And don't forget to share. You can watch together, cheer together, take a selfie together, even if you're not actually together. Cox bringing us closer. Really great crowd. I want to thank everybody for coming out here to TJ Ribs. I mean, it's not a surprise you'd come to TJ Ribs. It's just that it's Thanksgiving Eve, and we are loaded here tonight, and we appreciate all of you coming out. Coach, I promise Willie from Missouri City, Texas, he flies the flag, I know, every week, but I got to believe this week, it's even, it's, I don't know how to say it. He's maybe raised it higher a little bit. But, Willie, you're on with Coach O.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
What do you say, Willie?
No, not much, buddy. Still flying that flag. I tell you what, I got it all the way to the top, Coach, as high as you go.
I love
it. I did a little film study this week. And I know A&M got the number one total defense in our conference. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I got a couple of keys here, not just for our offense, but also for our defense.
Okay.
I mean, first of all, we got to stop the run. They like to run that guy Spiller, and a couple other running backs.
Yep.
They like to run him, so we got to shut the run down and make them become one-dimensional.
Yep.
And once they become one-dimensional, their quarterbacks get happy feet. I don't know if you remember, that's the old term we should use, happy feet.
Yeah, I like that.
And if we could get him with happy feet, he'll give us up some interceptions. And on defense, our front six got to stop the run again with Spiller.
Yeah.
Offense, we got to protect the quarterback, our quarterback, protect him, open some running lanes, and also be balanced. In other words, we don't want to just go out there and run the ball every play or throw the ball every play. We need to have a balanced offense to keep them off balance because they're tough on defense. However, we can make it happen. We will win this game, Coach. We will win.
Thank
you. My flag will be flying next week higher and higher and higher.
That's right. Willie, I appreciate you. I hope Texas A&M fans are not hearing the game plan because it's about exactly what we wanted to do. But, hey, I appreciate you, Willie. You're very smart, and you're a very good Tiger, and thanks for calling in every week.
Coach, I had a feeling that he probably was close to what you guys are working on. And if he wasn't, I was going to record it for you and send it to you tomorrow because Willie certainly had the game plan. Thanks for calling in. Good to hear from you. Coach, I thought it was a pretty good start to the game defensively last Saturday. And I know we sat here last week, you scattered Arkansas, you talked about eliminating the big explosive plays, not just against them, but against all opponents the rest of the way out. They hit one early in the first half, and then, of course, as you touched on, Eli Ricks disqualified from the game, Derek Stingley Jr. eventually was gone, and it was clear after that they were just going to air it out. I know we could sit here and break down every mistake defensively, but overall, when you guys got back and watched the film, what concerns you the most, and what did you really emphasize this week in practice?
Well, the 9 explosive plays is way too much, and we knew they were going to throw the ball deep. We got beat one-on-one. We got rubbed on a rub route. We didn't have the proper leverage on a rub route. We didn't have the proper communication. So those are all things that we can fix, but we're very proud of our defensive line. We thought our defensive line played very well. Very proud of Jay Ward. You know, Jay Ward went in there at first, got beat for a touchdown, then came back. He made the play, the third down stop when the fullback was running in the flat, and then he blocked the field goal at the end. So what a tremendous job by a young player.
Yeah, indeed. I wanted to shout out, and I'm glad you did. I knew you would. Jay Ward, again, thrown out there, again, had surgeries coming off that. He's thrown in there, and it's not, you know, simply go out there and play. It's go out there, and you got to carry the load on a team that for the rest of this game is simply going to be chucking the ball down the field. Before we put the Arkansas game to bed, I got to mention Zach Von Rosenberg. I mean, it's the second time this year he's named as the Ray Guy Award Punter of the Week. The elder statesman is getting it done. He pinned the Hogs back time and time again. He averaged nearly 50 yards per punt. That's with seven punts. I mean, you know, not a big surprise if you do that with two punts in a game. But seven punts, averaging nearly 50 yards per punt. Five of those, as I said, well inside the 20, inside the 10. Special teams, another stellar job in all phases of the game.
You know, give Coach Greg McMahon credit. He's done a tremendous job with protection. Those guys came after us. We told the team on Friday night we had to win the field position battle, and special team was a big deal. And when we sent our field goal unit out there, we had to get points, and they got points every time.
All right, fans, the Tigers get the win 27-24 again, winning their fifth straight against Arkansas in this series. That's the most ever in the SEC between LSU and Arkansas. Again, they had won four in a row. That was the first time since 2003 through 2006. And with the win on Saturday, they made it five. And as I say, the permanent home for the Golden Boot is at Football Operations here in Baton Rouge. Fans, if you want to get your hands on the 2020 official game day program, you better hurry up. They're going fast, and the season's almost done. If you can't make it out to Tiger Stadium, no worries. You can visit your local Louisiana Academy Sports and Outdoors. Pick up your copy for free when you purchase $25 or more on LSU or team merchandise. Just visit academy.com and find a location near you. Coming up, we continue to start the scouting report on the Aggies of Texas A&M, who the Tigers will face off against in Bryan College Station this weekend. So stay with us. More to come after these quick words right here on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
LSU fans, show your pride with real Tigers gear from the official online store of LSU Athletics, lsushop.net. You'll find everything a Tiger fan needs, including jerseys, jackets, polos, t-shirts, hats, and more. With an awesome selection of more than 4,100 products, including official team merchandise from Nike. When it comes to team pride, there's only one place real Tiger fans go, lsushop.net.
Can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator, a fly on the wall, not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch. Not in the home of more.
When the ground shifts beneath you, you can run or you can stand firm. At LSU, our stand is rock solid. Our blood runs hot, even as our heads stay cool. Because now is a pivotal moment in the fight for our future. And we refuse to back down when the world needs solutions. LSU, fierce for the future.
If SEC football runs deep in your veins, then SiriusXM SEC Radio is where you need to be. We're talking conference and team previews, live games, news and analysis from experts like Chris Doering and Aaron Murray, coaches shows, championship specials, and more. Get inside SEC football and do it for free. Listen on your phone, online, and at home with the free SiriusXM trial. Start listening at SiriusXM.com/SECSXM.
Empty the backfield, five wide, three to the left, wide side of the field. Now they'll motion one receiver right to left, fake the handoff to him, and Frank's going to go down inside the 35-yard line. Andre Anthony leading the charge with his second sack of the ball game.
This is the Ann Orgeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
This Saturday, for the 58th time, LSU is going to face off against Texas A&M once again at Kyle Field. The rivalry certainly has heated up over the last couple of years, but the last two games will have little impact on the action between the lines this coming Saturday night. The Tigers lead the overall series 34 wins to 20 losses, three ties between the Aggies and Tigers. LSU has won eight of the last nine and delivered a beatdown in Tiger Stadium last season, 50-7. We'll have the coverage for you starting at 4 o'clock with LSU Game Day, followed by the play-by-play coverage just after 6 right here on the LSU Sports Radio Network. Coach, I pointed out this matchup really had not been a rivalry for LSU for many years. And maybe it is now after the last 2 years, which is not necessarily a bad thing. It gives LSU, that doesn't have a natural rivalry, somewhat of a rivalry. And I know certainly motivation, whether it was you guys last year coming off the 7-overtime game or Texas A&M this year, again, coming off that absolute thrashing last season. But what happened in 2018 or 2019 is not going to help either team on Saturday night. You guys can't bring points from then into the game. Whole new year, whole new team for both.
You know, I think there's a lot of pride in this game. You know, Louisiana against Texas. I mean, anytime that happens, it's going to be a battle. So it's a border war. We take a lot of pride in this football game. They have only beaten us one time, and it took 7 overtimes. Although they have a very good football team this year, and we do respect what they're doing, we're going to be ready to play.
5-1 on the season are the Aggies. Running game that you touched on Monday improved from a year ago. Kellen Mond, I think, finally performing somewhat the way Texas A&M fans have expected over the last couple of years. Just when you put on the film and watch their games this season, what stands out to you overall, both offensively and defensively, about Texas A&M?
I think the execution, they're playing well as a team, but you look at the offensive and defensive lines as their strengths. Their right guard, Howard Green, is probably the best guard that we've seen. We recruited Howard. He was committed to us for a long time and then changed his commitment to Texas A&M. He's a great young man. He's having a great year. Their offensive line is very strong. Spiller's an outstanding running back, Tommy Robinson, who coached our running backs here, is coaching the running backs there, is doing a tremendous job. They're very balanced on offense. They love to throw to their tight end. They love to throw the dig route and the deep route. They've only been sacked twice. That's a credit to their offensive line and their play calling.
I know offensively the running game, as you say, certainly improved. Isaiah Spiller, a big part of that. The offensive line, as you touched on, as well. But it seems certainly over the last several ball games, Kellen Mond now can concentrate on just being a passing quarterback.
Yes.
Certainly has the potential to run, but in years past, he kind of had to run. He was forced out of the pocket, had to make plays. Now he's able to stand tall, have time in the pocket. What concerns you defensively when you face the 2020 version of Kellen Mond?
Well, first of all, we have to stop the run. And we have to be able to pin our ears back and rush the pass. I think we have a very good four-man rush. We like third in the conference in sacks. They've only given up two. We're third in the conference. Something's going to give. I like our rush against these guys, but you know what? He's a mobile quarterback. We have to attack him when he runs up the middle and get the ball away from him. We have to cause turnovers and win the turnover battle.
You mentioned Isaiah Spiller. He's done an excellent job this year, leading rusher for Texas A&M, averaging over 107 yards per game, 6 yards per carry, which stands out on the stat sheet. He's young, he's talented, there's no question about it. But how much help does he get from that offensive line you touched on, and what is it they do that makes things difficult up front defensively?
They're a great zone team, and he executes the zone running game as the best of a running back we ever played. They're a counter team. They're a power team. They like to run the ball in between the tackles. They have a nice outside run game. They're a complete package.
Big explosive plays, as you mentioned last week. The week before that, you mentioned it earlier in the show, a big concern. A&M has 7 receptions so far this year for over 30 yards. Mm-hmm. As a team, they're averaging nearly 12, almost 13 yards per reception this season. What kind of battle will the secondary for LSU have with the receiving core that will be out there for Texas A&M?
First of all, we have to show up healthy. We're a little banged up back there. We got a couple of guys that hadn't practiced much this week. Hopefully they can practice, or we have to start some true freshmen up there. And obviously that's going to be a challenge for us. But we have to keep the ball in front of us. Don't let the ball go deep over our head. Keep our eyes on our keys and tackle well in space.
All right. Well, fans, we got one more segment coming up here on this Thanksgiving Eve edition of the Ed Ogeron Show. We're going to talk a little bit more about Texas A&M, get a scouting report on the defense of the Aggies, which also is much improved here in 2020. So stay with us. Take a quick break. We'll come back and wrap things up on this Wednesday night here on the Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Couchgate this season and enjoy local food with contactless delivery from Waiter, the official food delivery partner of LSU Athletics. Waiter is the safest and most convenient way to enjoy Louisiana favorites like La Carreta, walk-ons, Rotolos, and more. Download the Waiter app or visit waiterapp.com. That's WAITRAPP.com to start an order today. Get free delivery on your order of $12 or more with code LSU2020. Waiter, you relax, we deliver.
Stadium seats may have been replaced with recliners. Tailgates outside the stadium have been swapped for the ones in the backyard. And thousands of screaming fans have been replaced by one screaming baby. But the only thing that hasn't changed? Us, watching the game together.
It's game time, baby.
Show off your Tiger spirit during your next virtual watch party. Visit cox.com/tigers to take a selfie with Mike the Tiger. And don't forget to share. Watch together, cheer together, take a selfie together. Even if you're not actually together. Cox, bringing us closer.
This holiday season, hurry into the Road Home sales event and conquer any terrain on your trip back with the remarkably versatile BMW X3. The spacious BMW X5, or the iconic 3 Series. This year, don't just take the road home, truly experience it in the ultimate driving machine. Hurry into the BMW Road Home sales event for exceptional offers today.
Test drive at one of your local Louisiana BMW dealers and take advantage of their holiday credit today. Support your LSU Tigers with Hancock Whitney, the official bank of LSU Athletics. From game day to the offseason, Hancock Whitney LSU credit and debit cards are a big win for any Tiger fan. Want to get your paws on these cards? Well, apply online or visit HancockWhitney.com/LSU. Hancock Whitney Bank, member FDIC. All accounts subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
At Albertsons, we care about your health and safety, and we're making it easy to protect yourself and your family with free flu shots at our pharmacy. Available with most insurance, no copayment unless required by your plan. Get your vaccination today from our specially trained pharmacist and earn 10% off your next grocery purchase up to $200 with any immunization. Restrictions apply. Visit our website at albertsons.com/flu to learn more about our safety precautions, facts about the flu, and how to get your vaccination today.
Down 24-20. Three receivers right. Two receivers left. Marshall in the slot to the left side. Snap at the knees. Finley handles. Rolls to his right. Stops. Still has time. Throws. Wide open in the end zone. Did he make the catch? He did! Touchdown, Tigers! Jeray Jenkins on the 13-yard touchdown catch. Had to go to the ground, cradle the football. And the officials say it's a touchdown to give the Tigers a 26-24 lead with 3:59 remaining in this game.
We are back with Coach O. This is the Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Once again, we wish all of you a very safe and happy Thanksgiving coming up tomorrow. And again, the Tigers on the road Saturday, so you get a chance to have Thanksgiving. Maybe you relax a little bit on Friday, and then you got to get fired up, ready to go for Saturday's kickoff, 6 o'clock, Kyle Field, LSU taking on Texas A&M. And, Coach, before we finish talking about the scouting report, I did notice earlier today on your SEC teleconference, and I meant to bring it up earlier, a little glimmer of hope, a little good news with Miles Brennan. Yeah. Again, no final decision has been made, but you sounded like on the call that you were optimistic.
Yeah, you know, I talk to Jack Marucci, our trainer, every day about Miles. He works with Miles every day. He says he's about 60%, and he's making improvement. He made a big improvement last week. They decided not to operate yet. It hasn't been a final decision. I think this is just day by day, week by week, see how it heals.
All right, let's talk about Texas A&M. And, again, not throwing shade here, Coach, but, you know, it's been a while since Texas A&M has been known as a top defensive team, let's face it. This year, though, no question, they're tops in the SEC. They're holding teams to under 100 yards rushing, about 95 per game so far on the year. Mm-hmm. Defensively, what stands out to you about what they've done so far?
Well, you know, they're 12th in the country in rushing defense. They don't allow you to run the football. We have to run the football to win the game. Their defensive line is their strong point, led by Bobby Brown. He's an outstanding football player. big defensive tackle. Reminded me of the big guy from Auburn last year. He's a force we got to have handle him.
You mentioned the effectiveness against the run this season. For T.J. Finley or Max Johnson, whoever's behind center for LSU, from a quarterback pressure standpoint, is it a defense that's going to attack the pocket consistently with their defensive front, or are they there to just kind of bust things up, let the linebackers make plays?
They're good enough. They're good enough with the four-man rush. They're excellent four-man rush. Their ends are fantastic. They have great technique. Our tackles are going to have to do a very good job of protecting T.J.
Football is all about matchup and numbers. From what you have scouted, they know the receivers they're going to be facing on Saturday. They know the talent, the challenges that that brings. From a coverage perspective, can we expect to see bracket coverage, double team, zone, straight-up man press coverage, or all of the
I
above?
I think you'll see them all. Yeah, I can see them all. But if you double cover one of our receivers, that means another one's single cover. You can't double cover two of them. But I think they're going to mix and match. They mix and match their coverages very well. They disguise their coverage very well, and they're always in great position.
I know the guys will practice early tomorrow, as you said, and then you give them Thanksgiving off, which is a great thing. What's Friday going to look like? And maybe more importantly, during this holiday week, very important game for LSU coming up Saturday. Have you feel like you got the work done? Everybody was ready to go, and you had a great week considering the challenge you have Saturday?
We had another great week of practice. Our guys came to work with a pep in their step. It was so good to win a football game, hang the plaque, show the video. Our guys were in good spirits. But you know what? They get fired up for Texas A&M. They know the challenge that we have ahead. We're going to get up in the morning. We have a 7 o'clock team meeting. We have a short practice in the morning. Our guys will be off at 10:30. They'll have Thanksgiving. Some of them will have Thanksgiving with their families. Others will eat a meal in town here. And then we'll have the heartbeat meeting at 11 o'clock Friday morning. Get on the plane, go to College Station, get up and meet on Saturday and get ready to play.
Coach, I know I mentioned a couple of segments ago that you can't take any points. Texas A&M can't take any points from that 7 overtime game. You guys can't take any points from the 50-7 beatdown a year ago. But you made me think of something when you said, hey, the guys understand the type of game this is. When you and the staff get them ready for this week, is it more about taking on the 2020 Texas A&M team? Or do you talk at all about the history over the last couple of years, or for that matter, over the last 10 years?
We talk about what it means to LSU, what it means to everybody in the world of Purple and Gold, and what it means to all our fans in Houston, Texas. We've got our largest alumni base in Houston, Texas. They all going to be cheering for us, so we want to represent them well. We know what this game means. It's a big football game for our program. A big football game for them is going to be exciting.
On Saturday, as you mentioned, you guys are going to head over there on Friday. It was different last week because you had 11 a.m. kickoff, and you said, hey, we're going to get started early. This time you got a little bit of time. And I know from a logistics standpoint, you guys don't have that long road trip from outside of College Station to the stadium. It's going to be a little quicker. How do you take advantage of that and keep the guys busy?
Well, we're going to have a great walkthrough. We have about an hour walkthrough on Saturday morning. We'll go through all our calls, all our checks, and we have our regular meetings in the afternoon. But we let the guys sleep till about 11 o'clock. They're going to need the rest.
Coach, you said it earlier this week. Oyster dressing is the way to go for Thanksgiving. Finally, I ask you each and every time we do this show going into Thanksgiving, what are your plans for Turkey Day 2020?
Well, I'm having a nice dinner tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to that dinner. And then my boys are going to come over and eat with me in the evening, so I'm going to have a full day. But I'm excited about tomorrow. I'm excited what Thanksgiving is going to bring to me and my family and my new friends and everybody involved.
Do you get to enjoy football? Like, do you watch football tomorrow and you don't have anything to worry about? Just, hey, let's watch the game.
I get on the sofa and sleep.
Coach, it's as always, thank you so much for your time. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. We'll see you in Texas on Saturday night. And get after those Aggies around 6 o'clock.
Thank you, guys. Thanks to all our great fans. Go Tigers.
All right, guys, that's our show. I want to thank the coach for his time. Staff here at TJ Ribs, want to thank everybody for coming out, everybody who's listening tonight. Of course, production assistants here at TJ Ribs, want to thank James Borrell, the straw stirring the drink. Back at our network studios, Mr. Jeff Palermo. And until this Saturday night from Kyle Field, this is Chris Blair wishing you and yours a safe and happy Thanksgiving. Good night, everybody, and go Tigers.
has been the Ed Ogeron Show from the LSU Sports Radio Network, presented by Hancock Whitney, the official bank of the LSU Tigers. The Ed Ogeron Show is an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network. The LSU Sports Radio Network is a division of LSU Sports Properties and Playfly Sports.